Coca-Cola Company presents Bud Light Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slicker, and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Sir Frederick Gass, and our guest for tonight, Buddy Clark. It was almost 1 year ago that Spike Jones and the City Slickers decided to leave California, sweep across the nation, and brush shoulders with the citizens. After a year of sweeping and brushing, Spike and the Slickers head for home with California, Here I Come.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Excuse me, Spike, can I come in now?
Why, Buddy, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Clark.
Thank you, everybody.
Buddy, aren't you a bit early? You're supposed to come on in later in the show, I think.
Well, Spike, I thought I'd drop by my girlfriend's house before coming here, but when I got there, she was by the stove and a strange guy was sitting at the table.
And?
I never did find out what was cooking.
Buddy, I think you need advice from an expert. And here she is, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Thank you. Hi, Spike. Hello, Buddy. Say, fellas, I didn't walk in on anything, did I?
No, but it seems Buddy did.
Oh, I was just telling Spike how disappointed I am with my girl.
Oh, don't you worry, Buddy. There must be a woman somewhere who's looking for a man like you.
Well, if there is, what's she waiting for?
$10,000.
$10,000? Are you kidding? Why, for $10,000, I can almost get a new car.
Almost.
You know, maybe I haven't reached that certain age in life. After all, there are three stages in a man's life. Childhood, when he's surrounded by toys. Boyhood, when he's surrounded by catcher's mitts. And manhood, when he's surrounded by beautiful women.
At what age does manhood start?
I hope soon. I'm getting awfully tired of catcher's mitts.
Buddy, I just know romance will come your way. You know, today a man offered me a herd of cattle if I'd marry him.
A whole herd of cattle? Why don't you marry him?
Buddy, Dorothy's not the kind of a girl who'd marry a man for his pot roast. Who is this man, Dorothy? You never told me about him.
Well, Spike, I'll tell you where you can meet him. If you're ever traveling west, I wish you'd give my best to a guy whose name is Toucan Harry. When your train gets into town, you'll see him hanging round in a station that they call Toucan Carry. Toucan Harry, from Toucan Carry. Oh, I always loved him from the start. So I'm going back to marry Toucan Harry from Toucan Carry. I'll be through his last around my heart. When you hit the station yard, just give him my regards. Won't you tell him, please, that he must wait there? 'Cause I'm hitting that old track, and surely coming back, even if I have to hop on a freight car. Standing up, of course, you can tell he rides a horse. because his legs is kind of bent from the saddle. And you'd know him anywhere, cause he has a certain air that he gets from being close to the cattle. A two-gun Harry, from a two-gun carry. Oh, I always loved him from the start. So I'm going back to marry a two-gun Harry from two-gun carry. Cause he threw his lasso around my heart in two-gun carry me back to Harry.
Many songs have been written depicting shattered romance, such as When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry. The romance begins on a joyful note, musical term, poco andante. Then the sudden tragic break, musical term, più accelerando. As the song starts off poco and winds up più, Sir Frederick Gast and the Slickers tell us the story of When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry.
Do you want to know why a gypsy makes his violin cry? A woman made my violin cry. Her name was Zaza Casserole. I was drawn to her from the very first. It was the way she... It was because her personality was... And she had money, too. She was so beautiful. Her eyes were twice as pretty as Lana Turner's. They should have been. She had four of them. She would flutter her eyelids, and I would shiver in the breeze as I played. As I would play, we would swing and sway. She would swing at me and I would sway. Soon, we were married. And she made a wonderful couple. I would stand on the street corner, picking the strings of my violin. And Zaza would dance through the crowd, picking pockets. One night, I said to her, Zaza, I feel like a new man. And she said, so do I. I'll make you cry, you darn old teddy bear. Thank you.
Yes, Dorothy?
I've just been talking to Buddy Clark again. He's terribly discouraged with girls. We've got to do something for him.
Well, Dorothy, I think the best thing to do is to get his mind off girls entirely. Here he comes. I'll talk to him.
Hi, kids.
Listen, Buddy, we think you should get away from women entirely. Get yourself a hobby like, well, for instance, you could buy yourself an erector set, huh?
Oh, I tried that. No matter how you bend an erector set, you can't make a woman out of it. Now, Spike, I've got a better idea. Why don't you take me along with you next year when you make personal appearances again?
Well, Buddy, I'd like to, but besides singing, you have to be able to play a musical instrument.
But I do, Spike. I can play an accordion. Of course, it took me 12 years to learn how to play it.
12 years to learn how to play an accordion?
Well, Dottie, the first 7 years, I thought you had to blow in it.
I'm sorry, Buddy, but I don't think you'd fit in my band.
Yeah, you'd have to do something different.
All right, then. Did you ever hear me sing like Nelson Eddy and Frank Sinatra?
No, that would be a novelty. Nelson Eddy and Frank Sinatra. Let's hear it.
Okay. First and after. The music stops.
Now let's hear you sing like Nelson Eddy.
Sure. Mammy's little baby love shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby love shortening. Mammy's little baby love shortening. The music stops.
Buddy, why try to imitate others when you do so well in your own voice? So how about giving us that song you sang in the Disney picture Melody Time?
Blue Shadows on the Trail?
That's the one. Ladies and gentlemen, Buddy Clark singing Blue Shadows on the Trail.
Shades of night are falling as the winds begin to sigh. And the world is silhouetted against the sky. Blue shadows on the trail. Blue moon shining through the trees. And a plaintive wind comes a-drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. The darkness sheds its veil. There'll be blue shadows on the trail. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come, and you'll be on your way. But until that darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Shadows on the trail.
Wonderful, Buddy. That's the kind of singing we'd like to hear more of. And Buddy will oblige us in a few minutes. Right now, here's Mike Roy.
Whether you are traveling by train or bus or car this weekend, here's a suggestion that'll make the going pleasanter. Stop along the way for ice-cold Coca-Cola. Seldom does the pause that refreshes seem more truly to earn its reputation than during a trip, whether it's long or short. If you are going away, pause en route for Coke and join the throngs who travel refreshed.
We move along now for another song.
Hey, 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 hey! Oh, Mr. Jones, you remember me. I'm your most loyal fan, and I want to go around to Hollywood to you, and I'm going to, and nobody can stop me, and you won't be sorry, and I'll be a good boy, and my name is Georgie.
Georgie, how could I take you to Hollywood?
Just put me in a suitcase, but leave one hand sticking out.
Put you in a suitcase and leave one hand sticking out?
Certainly. How else am I going to carry the suitcase? I have also written you my weekly poem, which I am ready to recite same at you.
Gesundheit. Let's hear the poem, George, huh?
Oi, Mansoor. The Spike Jones. Wherever you've traveled, you've made people hysterical. All over the United States of America. The instruments you play are so ridiculous, yet they never fail to tickle us. People laugh when they look at your eyebrows and jaws, because they look like a dresser without any drawers. I thank you.
I should have expected that from the way he looked at me, with the innocent eyes of a used car salesman. Dorothy Shay steps back into the spotlight to give us that feathery feeling.
Came home with the feathery feeling under my sombrero. Came home with the feathery feeling up and down my spine. Came home and I really was reeling under my sombrero. Came home with the feathery feeling about that guy of mine. Slipped out to serenade me, and the night was a velvety black. And the tune he played me with his guitar slung behind his back. Came home with the feathery feeling under my sombrero. Came home with the feathery feeling up and down my spine. The feathery feeling by that guy of mine. Oh, the feathery feeling. Got the feathery feeling up and down my spine. Really was reeling. Got that feathery feeling about that guy of mine. Slipped out to serenade me, and the night was a velvety black. And ho ho, the tune he played me with his guitar slung behind his back. Came home with the feathery feeling under my sombrero. Came home with the feathery feeling up and down my spine. That feathery feeling, well, my head was just reeling. I got a feathery feeling about that guy of mine.
Wonderful, Dorothy. The public usually applies descriptive phrases to their favorite male singers. One young man was given the title of Velvet Fog, and Doodles Weaver immediately became the seersucker Squall. And here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. I've chosen to sing for you tonight the reverse side of that popular Spike Jones recording of William Tell Overture. It's the man on the flying trapeze. I believe I'm in voice. Here's just a billion boys. Music master, ready, physically, please. Happy birthday, Captain.
once I was wappy, once I was sappy, a sap I was oncey. Maybe I better start again. Oh, once I was happy, but foul, I'm no lorn. A lorn I'm foul now, for all nylon, nylons are free. No. Now I'm forlorn, like an old goat. A goat, that's an animal. No, like an old coat that is tornered and tapped, teetered and pumped, tattered and tipped, a tap with a toupee, and ripped. Now left in this wide world to sleep and to snore, to weep and to mourn, be mean by a jade in her teen, be teen, be teen by a trade for some jeans, be mean by a teen with some jade, betrayed by a maid in her teens. Oh, he floats by his hair. That's reasonable. No, he couldn't do it. No. Speaking of hair, a man came up to me today and says, Professor Fiedelbaum, your hair's getting thin. And I said, well, who wants fat hair? That's a killer! He floats through the air with the eightest of grease, with plates full of cheese, with the birds and the bees. Speaking of birds, did you hear about the owl that married a goat? They had a hoot man in it. The manning young bear. The daring young mare. The fanning young Dan. He's an awful old ham. He's a young fellow about my age. On the flapping tripeze, a treezing triflaps, a trying flip-flip, a flipping triflop, flapping tri horizontal bars. His gracians are axial, his actions are horrible. No, he's very good. All girls he does please, but my love he hath blown a mistake. The dove's in the hay loft away. No, I'm on the road to Mandalay. No, I'm right here. No, I'll order a bale of hay. Hey, that's what they feed the horses. Horses! And there they go around the turn. It's Abram Sandak in front, flying George Brown close, Linda Evelyn third, and mother-in-law nagging in the rear. She's a man on the flying trapeze.
Magnificent Professor, Buddy Clark, Dorothy Shea, and the Slickers take the scenic route home with Lazy River, Blue Skies, and Over the Rainbow.
Up the Lazy River, by the old mill run, that lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up a lazy river where the robin sounds. Awake to bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me.
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so high. Notice in the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. We'll be right back.
speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you, friends, and thanks to you in Las Vegas for your true Western hospitality.
Well, that goes for me too, Spike.
And me. Kid, I got news for you. I just got a love letter from a cowgirl. Wants to marry me. She's got a ranch and 50,000 head of cattle.
Are you going over to the ranch to take a look at her cows?
Uh-uh. I'm going over to the swimming pool and take a look at her calves.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with Andy Russell as guest. Spike Jones will feature his new record arrangement of I Kiss Your Hand, Madame from the Emperor Waltz. Be sure and listen next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time when The Pause That Refreshes on the Air presents music and artists of Latin America and Europe. Oscar Lopez, the well-known Cuban singer, will be guest star, and the program will feature the Hermanos Rigual Trio. Buddy Clark is heard Mondays on his Carnation Confetti Hour. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.